According to a data analysis conducted by KJZZ, the Arizona Department of Corrections is experiencing a years-long surge in incidents of self-harm among inmates in state prisons. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins has a closer look.
Dustin Brislin's arms are covered with scars. They are physical manifestations of his internal struggle with mental health issues.
I'm a cutter. I cut veins and arteries, and so I start cutting.
Incarcerated in Arizona prisons for much of the past 20 years, Brislin hasn't always had access to the mental health care he needs. In the absence of proper treatment, alone in his cell, he repeatedly committed acts of self-harm.
Like if I'm having a bad day or I'm real emotional, then I will cut myself. It could be out of anger.
In the past 5 years, total annual incidents of self-harm in Arizona state prisons have increased by more than 360%. In October of 2018, after a sharp increase in self-harm incidents, the Arizona Department of Corrections changed the way it reports the incidents, breaking down the data into two categories: self-injurious behavior and suicide attempt. Neither the Arizona Department of Corrections nor its healthcare contractor, Centurion, would comment on this story. Dustin Brislin says, in his opinion, many of the healthcare workers do not have the training to recognize the difference between suicide attempt and an act of self-harm.
Like with me, I've hit arteries and almost bled out, and I wasn't trying to kill myself. I was just real angry at the time, and they automatically assumed I was trying to kill myself when I wasn't.
What happens is that the pain immediately releases some endorphins. You immediately feel a pleasure, a sense of calmness, a relief. So that's what makes people want to do it over and over again.
Dr. Yazini Srivatsal is a psychiatrist at the Banner Behavioral Health Hospital in Scottsdale. She says some patients who harm themselves are trying to alleviate pain.
The self-injurious behaviors will increase the capacity to act on the desire when the suicidal thoughts happen.
Lindsay Hayes, project director of the National Center on Institutions and Alternatives, specializes in suicide prevention in correctional facilities around the country.
It is important to differentiate not only the types of behavior and the intent of the individual, but the severity or the lethality of the behavior so that you can, if necessary, take corrective action.
He said it is not realistically possible for a prison system to thoroughly investigate every instance of self-harm, but it should attempt to speak with as many inmates displaying the behavior as possible. ACLU National Prison Project Director David Fati called the increased self-harm numbers in Arizona prisons a canary in the coal mine.
It is a sign that something is causing people to be in so much pain, to be so desperate that they're trying to injure or kill themselves. And so that is a very significant and very disturbing indicator.
Fati says there needs to be a proactive system in place in Arizona prisons to address what he calls a silent epidemic. But he says many prison systems, including Arizona's, don't invest enough resources into addressing mental health care for inmates.
We're developing more and more evidence that it really is an exercise in box checking rather than a serious attempt to treat someone who was in so much desperation and so much pain that they tried to kill themselves.
After joining an Arizona prison healthcare lawsuit, Dustin Brislin says he's been put on more effective medication and he's received greater access to therapy. He has one-on-one counseling every week when most other inmates can only see a therapist once a month. Brislin hasn't cut himself in more than a year, and he's been inspired to channel his emotions into healthy outlets like drawing. He says other inmates with mental health issues should have access to more frequent therapy.
They build up all kinds of emotions and everything, and they just sit on it for a whole month. A lot of times they'll just go off and they'll start cutting or whatnot.
Brislin says through behavioral therapy sessions in the prison, he's finally been able to speak about the abuse he's experienced in his life and understand how that has impacted him.
Had I known when I first started exhibiting mental health symptoms, I don't even think I'd be in prison right now. I think had I got the treatment back then, I would not be sitting here right now.
Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Phoenix.